meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, mid-60s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, blend of clouds and sun. We'll see highs in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, upper 60s. Friday, isolated showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures at 92 degrees. Right now, it's 72.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The overall sale of tractors and self-propelled combines higher in both the U.S. and Canada during June. That's according to the latest data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. It's the first time this year that the sales numbers have been on the rise. Total U.S. farm tractor sales rose 32% in June. Only four-wheel drive tractor sales declined in the U.S. during that month. Total year-to-date farm tractor sales up 10% in 2020. Combines cut their year-to-date losses by only 1.7% in the same time frame. Kurt Blade, Senior Vice President of Ag Services at AEM, said they're seeing more areas of the economy open up from previous pandemic-related shutdowns, so not entirely surprised that some of the pent-up demand is expressing itself at this time. He said there's too much uncertainty surrounding COVID-19-related events and their impact on agriculture markets to determine if this higher trend will continue. Chinese testing of meat, seafood, and other products for the coronavirus has tripled customs clearance times at some major Chinese ports. The intensive testing is raising some major concerns that the delays could eventually tangle up global trade flows. It normally takes about 3 days to clear produce through customs, but an official with the supply chain company says it's now taking up to 10 days. China began testing cold food shipments for the virus last month in a move said aimed to protect its health and general public. The testing has combined with large arrivals of cold storage food to add to the congestion at some of the biggest ports. China has been boosting meat imports in a bid to offset domestic shortages after African swine fever that decimated the country's pork herd. Meat and offal shipments surged about 900,000 tons in June, 75% higher than the same time in 2019. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Governor Laura Kelly toured through the Brookover Feed Yard yesterday in Garden City to talk to frontline agricultural workers during the COVID-19 pandemic.
They ought to be working with their elected officials to get the mask mandate in place. It really, along with social distancing and hygiene, it's the only thing that is going to prevent the spread of this disease. And we've got to do it. I know nobody likes it. I don't like it. But it doesn't matter. You know, we're not in charge of this. The virus is in charge of this.
That audio from KWCH News. Mike Beam, the Secretary for the Kansas Department of Agriculture, also joined the tour. In other news, following the investigation by the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office, Congressman Steve Watkins from the 2nd Congressional District has been charged with voter fraud. KWCH News reports that Watkins is being charged with interference with law enforcement, providing false information, voting without being qualified, unlawful advance voting, and failing to notify the DMV of a change of address, which is a misdemeanor. Mid-America Network News.
Midwest Kia is out to make your summer a whole lot better during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Over 400 vehicles to choose from. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. Get up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. And Midwest Kia is offering you up to $1,500 in trade-in assistance. Get $1,500 more. Plus, during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event, we want to buy your car. We'll buy your car. It's Midwest Kia's Summer Sales Event going on now with up to $8,000 off new Kias. Your summer just got better at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models and approved credits. Not all customers qualify. Trade must be year 2000 or newer. Limited term financing on Sportage, Sorento, Optima, Solo, and Sierra. New KMF for 1333 to 1000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento. Stock number K8540. MSRP 32805. Expired July 31st, 2020.
A Kansas woman has been sentenced to life in prison for killing her estranged husband more than 3 years ago. The Kansas City Star reports that 54-year-old Barbara France was sentenced Tuesday and will serve at least 25 years before she's eligible for parole. Leavenworth County prosecutors say France shot Gary France five times on January 27th of 2017. Police found him gravely wounded in a parking lot in downtown Leavenworth. Police say that before he died, he told officers his wife had shot him, and investigators found shell casings in her apartment that matched the ones found at the shooting scene. And officials in the Wichita area are concerned that a continued resurgence of the coronavirus cases will force hospitals in Kansas's largest city to scramble for new intensive care unit beds to treat the seriously ill. Sedgwick County Manager Tom Stoltz told Sedgwick County Commissioners on Tuesday that if current hospitalization trends and use of ICU beds for the virus patients continue, it's likely the situation will be deemed critical. The County Health Department reported that 8 of the 35 ICU beds available for the virus patients were open as of Monday. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Home. It's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Nebraska health statistics show more than 400 people have been diagnosed with coronavirus so far this week. The state's online virus tracker shows 174 cases were reported Sunday, another 227 reported Monday, bringing the state total to nearly 20,400. Of that total, more than 1,600 have recovered. The total number of deaths attributed to COVID-19 in Nebraska reached 288 by the end of Monday. The Nebraska Supreme Court has rejected a petition to grant all 2020 law graduates a license to practice law without taking the bar exam. The Omaha World Herald reports that petition, filed Friday, sought the change in light of the risk posed by law graduates congregating in one place to take the bar exam. Last Saturday, the state's highest court ruled against the move, saying the administration of justice does not stop in a public health emergency. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Midwest Kia is out to make your summer a whole lot better during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Over 400 vehicles to choose from. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. Get up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. And Midwest Kia is offering you up to $1,500 in trade-in assistance. Get $1,500 more. Plus, during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event, we want to buy your car. We'll buy your car. It's Midwest Kia's Summer Sales Event going on now with up to $8,000 off new Kias. Your summer just got better at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models and approved credits. Not all customers qualify. Trade must be year 2000 or newer. Limited term financing on Sporting, Sorento, Optima, Zoe, and Stinger, UK, and up to 1333 to 1000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento. Stock number K8540. MSRP 32805. Expired July 31st, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved a resolution that will pay off $3.345 million in swimming pool bonds in advance of maturity, which will save the city considerable interest costs. After a proposal to reissue the bonds at a lower interest rate, council consensus was that adequate funding in the sales tax fund and expected future sales tax proceeds would be sufficient to accommodate the early payoff. Originally, $4.28 million in bonds were issued in 2013 to fund construction of the new city pool. Council heard an update on the traveling Vietnam War Memorial Wall that is to visit Marysville in September. Plans are to continue the exhibit, which will be displayed at Feldhausen Field and open to the public September 17th through the 20th. Approval was given for buyback of a backhoe with $50,000 funding from Municipal Equipment Reserve and the balance of $39,000 split between the Water and Sewer Department budgets. Approval was given for low bids for soil sampling at the new fire station site and two sites under consideration for wastewater lagoon improvements. City crews continue curbside pickup of limbs down by high winds last week. They're crossing town west-east and then will work north-south. The project could take several weeks. Over 300 trucks used the brush dump site last Thursday alone. The city administrator updated financials, noting a $135,000 increase in the general fund year over year. Latest sales tax proceeds locally were up year over year, despite a 12% decline statewide during the same period. Mayor Jason Barnes shared a letter that he had drafted expressing concern with a recent council decision that would have allowed private development of streets in the Hartley Ridge subdivision in North Marysville. At their last meeting, the matter was referred back to the Planning and Zoning Committee with the suggestion the area could be replatted accordingly. Barnes observed that recent councils have struggled with previous development efforts that fell short in providing adequate planning for infrastructure, including roads. He felt the option of allowing a private street could deter development and would likely leave residents confused as to maintenance assessments and other responsibilities. The city attorney and League of Municipalities had been consulted and discouraged such an effort. He went on that the previous decision was not in the best interest of the city, and the time remains to correct potential problems and meet the terms of the original agreement. Slow development with just two houses built in the 15-lot property so far have led to multiple extensions as to completion of the street surface. A line of credit with the developer ensures the city that funds are available for the project, but that would not be carried forward if the street were designated as private. Representatives with the developer Inline Construction had addressed the matter at the last council meeting, asking consideration of an alternate surface than concrete or blacktop, suggesting a milled surface. They seemed surprised with the city council's suggestion at that meeting that a private street was an option, as that was not their request. A unanimous vote Monday reversed the city council's earlier action. Advance voting for the August 4th primary election is now underway in Kansas. Voting in person at county clerk's office or by mail-in ballot. Requests for ballots may be made through county clerk's offices or online at ksvotes.org. An injury accident was reported in Washington County June 30th. Wyatt Davison of Washington lost control in the 1300 block of King Road. His vehicle flipped and the driver was ejected. Davison was transported to the Washington County Hospital by private vehicle. A charge of failure to report an injury accident is being sent to the county attorney. Ray Gaube Dittmers, age 94 of Washington, passed away May 4th. A memorial service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Ray Dittmers. Virginia R. McCall, age 91 of Washington, passed away July 6th. Graveside service is planned August 1st at 1:30 at the Kingsley, Iowa City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Virginia McCall.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Re-elect Angela Heckey, Marshall County District Magistrate Judge. Judge Heckey has over 30 years' experience working in the criminal justice field, serving 16 years as your District Magistrate Judge. She continues to work hard to assure the citizens of Marshall County have access to a fair and impartial judiciary. She has heard over 2,100 child in need of care cases, over 3,000 criminal matters, hundreds of probate and civil action cases. She has the right kind of education and experience needed to serve the citizens of Marshall County. Vote education and experience. Vote Angela Heckey.
This is Angela R. Heckey, and I approve this message.
The annual Marshall County Fair is still a go, and will begin with the horse show Thursday, July 16th. Entries will be accepted Friday evening with livestock judging and red dirt rendezvous Friday at 7. Stock shows and more Saturday with exhibits in place. Rewind Band is live Saturday evening at 7. Stock shows continue Sunday. The annual fair parade begins at 6 with a petting zoo and pony rides on the grounds and Savannah Chestnut live Sunday evening at 8. Monday activities include round robin at 3. The fair supper catered by Ricky's Cafe is open to the public at 6, followed by the livestock auction at 7.
No carnival, church food stand, demo derby, or figure eight races this year. But the fun continues with the Marshall County Fair, July 17th through the 20th in Blue Rapids. Watch and listen for more updates and find them on Facebook for the Marshall County Fair.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have this cold front across the east central parts of the Midwest extending into the central parts of the United States, bringing some showers and thunderstorms ongoing across the area. We'll continue to see showers and thunderstorm chances across the central and east central parts of the Midwest as we head through the day, continuing into tonight. It looks like for tomorrow, the system will be off to our east. We're going to see dry weather, maybe a chance for some showers and thunderstorms on Friday, but otherwise it looks like we're going to see dry weather as we head into the start of the week. Temperature is not bad, but we are going to see a warm up back into the 90s as we head starting Friday. So across the area, showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, upper 70s, around 80. Tonight becoming partly cloudy in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, highs in the mid-80s. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, temperatures in the upper 60s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Thunderstorms rumbled across the region overnight. Early this morning, we received an inch 30 here at the studios in Marysville. Average high temperature mid-July, 90. Recent record high, 98 in 2012. The average low, 66, and a record low of 52 set in 2014. Sunset this evening, 8:52. Sunrise in the morning at 6:12. Again, inch 30 overnight here at the studios in Marysville.
By now, you've had successes, failures, and probably a few surprises in the garden. They're all covered in our collection of favorite garden quips. Those are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you, too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call U.S. Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let U.S. Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 15th, the 197th day of the year. Singer Linda Ronstadt has a birthday, and the social messaging site Twitter was launched on this day in 2006. Gardens have a way of humbling even the most experienced gardener. That's the theme that runs through our collection of garden quips. One goes, the biggest mistake you can make as a gardener is to think you're in charge. Another says gardens require a lot of moisture, mostly in the form of perspiration. This bit of wisdom puts failures in perspective. A garden is always a series of losses set against a few triumphs. And when your careful plans go awry, you can relate to the man who said anyone who wants to rule the world should try to rule a garden first. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. The Kansas City Chiefs have agreed with defensive tackle Chris Jones for a four-year, $85 million contract extension that includes $60 million in guarantees, that from a person familiar with the deal. The person speaking on the condition of anonymity to the Associated Press said the Chiefs and representatives for Jones have been working on a contract extension ever since last year when they remained far apart on terms and the Pro Bowl selection skipped the entirety of the offseason program. Jones was back in time for training camp and helped the Chiefs win their first Super Bowl in 50 years this past February. Left-hander Danny Duffy will start for the Kansas City Royals when they open the season against the Cleveland Indians next week. The 31-year-old Duffy will make his third start on an opening day, although this one is far different than all the others. I'm Rick Everett with your Wednesday Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
This is John Sidorek with JD Aviation Services at the Augusta Airport. There's no doubt that vehicle maintenance is important on the roadways, and proper aircraft maintenance is even more important. Since JD Aviation Services opened its doors, we've received many new customers through recommendations of current customers. So this is your formal invitation to make JD Aviation Services of Augusta your aircraft maintenance partner. Learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you're contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
While some pro teams are on track to resume play, minor league teams are pretty much out of business for now, and sports venues, both large and small, are finding ways to cope. More from correspondent Rich Johnson.
Diving right into the COVID fight, the former venue of the Sacramento Kings and New York City's National Tennis Center are now makeshift field hospitals. A less intense overnight experience at the home of the Pensacola Wahoos. That stadium's on Airbnb, offering full access to the field and clubhouses. The Pawtucket Red Sox have created a 33-table restaurant on the outfield grass with plenty of social distancing. Miami's Hard Rock Stadium now offers drive-in movies. And according to Axios, the venues of the NBA's Hawks, Pistons, and Bucks could be voting centers this fall. I'm Rich Johnson.
And all eyes will be on Topeka today as Governor Laura Kelly unveils her plans for reopening schools in the state. Rick Everett, Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit copelandinsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Landall Corporation keeps the world moving with farm equipment, Icon Construction, Landall and Travelong Trailers, material handling equipment, OEM government products, parts, and repair service that comes to you. Their products have done the heavy lifting for over 55 years. A focus on high-quality products keeps people on the road, in the field, and down the aisles. Thanks to our employees who do our heavy lifting in every department, every stage. We're looking to add more members to our team. Join us. Landall Corporation. Small town pride known worldwide.
Get your home in shape this summer with the help of Cromie Lumber. They have everything you need from lawn and garden tools, patio furniture, grills and accessories, and of course lumber. Cromie Lumber is also your local paint shop. Get the high quality paints without the high prices of those retail paint shops. Contractor quality premium paints and primers. Spectro color matching and computerized mixing machine to ensure good quality matches. That's Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
Fill your summer garden with fragrant reddish pink flowers, butterflies, bees, and hummingbirds with the help of swamp milkweed. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Also known as red or pink milkweed, this is another host plant for the monarch caterpillar that I find less aggressive than the common milkweed. It grows best in full sun with moist soil. It's adaptable, tolerating moist to wet conditions and even well-drained soil once established. This adaptability makes it suitable for rain gardens, low spots, and moist areas in the landscape. Swamp milkweed also makes a nice addition to sunny mixed borders, natural gardens, and pondside plantings. And best of all, the deer tend to leave it be. Hardy in zones 3 to 9, plants grow 3 to 5 feet tall in upright clumps. The flowers are followed by narrow pods that release silky-haired seeds like other milkweeds. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
For nearly two decades, NextEra Energy Resources has proudly partnered with Kansas to fuel economic growth. Today, the company is looking to continue that growth by developing the Irish Creek Wind Project in Marshall County.
Irish Creek Wind Farm represents an opportunity to harness the natural American wind resource, improve local roads and schools, and help residents provide for their families.
The project will have a positive impact on the local community by driving jobs, salaries, and business activity.
Irish Creek Wind Farm means a big investment in Marshall County and a big boost to the local economy.
To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
It's the oldest fort in the nation's oldest city, and that means it can tell plenty of stories about many different nations. We recapture some of those tales on this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
St. Augustine, Florida was established by the Spanish in 1565, making it the oldest European settlement in the present-day U.S. In the 1670s, a permanent stone fort was built, a fort that still stands, called the Castillo de San Marcos.
Pirates were a major problem when St. Augustine was first founded. Construction begins 2 years after the founding of Charlestown, which is now Charleston, South Carolina, in 1670.
Amy Harper tells the story from the Castillo, a place that's seen its share of battles over the years. Many of those clashes date well before this was ever a part of the United States.
There's actually 15 attacks on this fort. The 1702 siege, the longest siege, is a 51-day attack where there was actually 1,500 people seeking refuge in this fort. And then also in 1740, there was another attack by Governor Oglethorpe, the governor of Georgia. He attempted to get control of the city, was never able to, and eventually retreated north after 38 days.
The fort was never taken by force, yet it did change hands several times, each with the passing of one government to the next.
The Spanish were here until 1763. They lose control of Florida after the French and Indian War. We do have the British here for about 21 years. They lose control after the American Revolution, and Spain actually gets Florida back. Then by 1821, we have Florida becoming a part of the American territories during John Adams' administration. And then during the Civil War, we had both the Confederacy and the Union having control of this fort at one time.
Although no major Civil War battles were fought here, the fort did go from Union to Confederate and back to Union again. Visitors today can see over three centuries of history at the Castillo, the old stone fort, and the oldest city in America. Traveling the countryside in St. Augustine, Florida, I'm Andrew McCray.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com.
Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at kndyradio.com.
Are causing millions of dollars in damage every year for landowners and agriculture producers. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. We need to eradicate these pesky porkers as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Are an invasive, destructive pest wreaking havoc from Canada to Mexico. They eat nearly everything in sight and are a serious threat to fish, forests, wildlife, and crops. A group of 10 hogs can destroy 10 acres of cropland in one evening. They also carry many diseases that can be spread to people, pets, and livestock. Alan Leary is the Wildlife Management Coordinator with the Missouri Department of Conservation. He says hunting feral hogs is not a solution because it actually increases their numbers and distribution.
Feral hogs have a tremendously high reproductive rate, and so in order to reduce the population, we need to remove entire groups of them at a time. And hunters may get into a group of 20 feral hogs, and they may shoot one or two, and then the rest of them scatter and become more difficult to locate and to capture, and they spread about, and they quickly reproduce and replace the ones that were removed.
Leary says trapping groups of hogs is the most effective method. The traps are usually made with cattle panels. However, some swine have figured them out and won't go into a trap with a certain kind of door. But we're outsmarting them with innovation. The most recent development is an entire trap that's elevated off the ground.
The hogs don't feel like they're entering a confined space. They don't even realize that there's a trap. They just see the bait down the ground. And the trap is actually monitored with a live video feed to a cell phone or a laptop. And when the camera at the trap senses movement, it sends a signal, and the trapper can watch a live video stream so they know when every hog is under the trap, and then they can drop the trap from the cell phone.
Leary says the hogs are then dispatched. Learn more about feral hog management at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Beautify your home. Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to make your home look its best. Inline offers stamped concrete as well for a unique custom look. If you need a concrete approach for a commercial building or shed, Inline can fix you up. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525 for all types of concrete construction.
Each little bird that sings, He made the
Christ who see them and lives that we might tell. How great is God Almighty, who has made all things well. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small.
If your house was on fire and you just had 5 seconds to grab a few things, what would they be? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. After making sure my kids were safe, I'd grab some treasured family photos, a box of letters from my grandma, and my Bible, and for sure my wedding ring. These simple possessions reflect what I value most in my life, my faith, my family, my marriage. You know, when you get right down to it, there aren't many things in life that you really need. But we spend so much money on material possessions that are based on our wants. Remember that God tells you not to store up treasures here on earth. They distract you from the spiritual treasures He has to offer, like being a blessing to others. So the next time you're tempted to buy something you really don't need, think about what you value and what you already have. And then consider if there's something different you could do with the money, something that helps you live out your faith. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Farmers and ranchers, are you open to some advice from a non-farmer about how to compete in today's food and ag marketplace? If you are, then stick around for Farm to Fork.
As farmers and applicators are making pesticide applications this season, the Growing Matters Coalition encourages them to be cognizant of pollinators' visitation habits. Tim Joseph is Senior Product Manager for Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Bees and other insect pollinators are most at risk from pesticides when they're applied to crops or plants while they are blooming. Before applying pesticides, farmers and applicators should be aware of the crop's bloom stage and pollinator attractiveness. To avoid exposing insect pollinators to pesticides, farmers and applicators should strictly observe the application timing on the label relative to the blooming stage of the crop, as well as other plants in the area.
If you'd like more information on the BeSure Pesticide Stewardship Awareness Campaign, visit growingmatters.org. Again, that's growingmatters.org.
During the latter part of a 9-year stint as a digital marketing whiz at Google, Steve Lurch had a chance to work with several checkoff groups and ag organizations. Now, as a speaker and marketing consultant, the food and agriculture space is one of his main areas of interest.
There are a lot of farmers on stage talking to other farmers. There's a lot of food producers and food brands on stage talking to other food producers and food brands. I think it's nice for some of these groups to hear from someone from the outside.
The marketing world seems obsessed with gathering data about customers, and Lurch explains it's all part of the ultra-competitive environment today.
The more data you have, the more you can learn about your customers, the smarter you can be. Everything from the crops you grow to how you grow them to how you market them to how you market yourself. I think that has always been the case, is the more you know about your consumers, the more, I don't want to say take advantage of them because I don't mean it in a negative way, but you can deliver exactly what they want. And the pickier consumers are, generally the more they have to pay for that pickiness.
In tomorrow's show, I'll have more from Steve Lurch about the ways farmers and food companies need to think about serving their customers. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The Washington County Fair is July 21st through the 25th, with 4-H and open class exhibit entries accepted beginning at 4:30 Tuesday, July 21st. Judging and livestock shows are Wednesday and Thursday. On Friday, July 24th, the fair parade begins at 6. The theme this year, the Roaring Twenties, are back.
A pedal pull will follow, with Dueling Pianos Entertainment at 8:30. Saturday round robin is at 9, a second parade Saturday at 5. Moto Rodeo prelims before the parade with finals after. Rusty Ryerson and Molly Beaver perform live Saturday at 8. The Washington County Fair, online at WashingtonCountyKSFair.com or find their page on Facebook.
Good Wednesday. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here through the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machines, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Let's first take a look up in the state of Nebraska in a few different regions. We'll look in the South Central region where wheat harvest is nearly complete around that area, and producers are reporting about 95% done, experiencing no weather delays, and harvest moved through quickly. Yields in the region extremely varied, with reports anywhere from 15 to 80 bushels an acre. Test weights coming in at about 55 to 65 pounds, though some of the protein levels reached upwards of 14%. Many regions throughout the Sunflower State are wrapping up their wheat harvest as we look up in the northwest region of the state at their latest numbers.
Jeannie Falk-Jones, multi-county specialist in K-State's Northwest Research Extension Center, reported that this year's crop had a lot of variability, and trying to get the wheat crop established and going last fall was a little harder than they anticipated. In northwest Kansas, the wheat crop took one of the larger hits this year in terms of establishing a stand and also when it came to getting seeds into the ground. Harvest this year, in some cases, has already come to an end thanks to great harvest conditions and no rain. They are anywhere from completely done to a week and a half until they're finished, with variability across. Yields and test weights have been all over the board. Yields are ranging from 25 to 30 bushels per acre, all the way up to 60 bushels. This year, the crop did not have support from Mother Nature to become established like it usually would. Due to heavy winds for 5 to 8 days, test weights were showing anywhere from low 50s up to 60 pounds. Protein levels are overall higher compared to other years, ranging from below 10% to 14%.
Harvest updates are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machines, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
Midwest Kia is out to make your summer a whole lot better during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Over 400 vehicles to choose from. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. Get up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. And Midwest Kia is offering you up to $1,500 in trade-in assistance. Get $1,500 more. Plus, during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event, we want to buy your car. We'll buy your car. It's Midwest Kia's Summer Sales Event going on now with up to $8,000 off new Kias. Your summer just got better at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models and approved credits. Not all customers qualify. Trade must be year 2000 or newer. Limited term financing on Sportage, Sorento, Optima, Solo, and Standard through KMF for 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento. Stock number K8540. MSRP 32805.
ValleyVet.com. ValleyVet.
Get ready for showtime with Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Pick up turbo fans to keep them cool, daily hair and skincare products, clippers, combs, brushes, blowers, and all the show day supplies to fit and groom like a champion. They also have show apparel, children's white shirts, jeans, boots, and belts. For the most complete line of horse and livestock show supplies and apparel, go to Valley Vet in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. There were really no big surprises in Friday's round of the latest USDA crop forecast. Gary Crawford with more.
Back on June 30th, when USDA released its acreage report, USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson said at that time,
"This is going to be a big surprise to the market."
Plantings for corn and beans both less than anybody expected, but the markets made their adjustments, and in Friday's new USDA round of forecasts, no real surprises for those crops. USDA did lower its winter wheat production forecast by 4% from last month. Total wheat output adjusted down by 53 million bushels to 1.8 billion. However, higher than expected beginning stocks more than make up for the lower production, keeping average prices in the 460 range. For corn, USDA puts production 15 billion bushels, down about a billion from a month ago, so add 15 15 cents to USDA's previous average price forecast, now at 335, still 25 cents lower than this past season. Soybeans, as expected, production 4.1 billion bushels, or about 16% more than last year. Prices could be about $8.50 a bushel, 30 cents higher than projected a month ago, still a nickel less than this past season. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The Risk Management Agency has announced that approved insurance providers, or AIPs, may consent to revise an acreage report after the acreage reporting date when no cause of loss has occurred on the acreage of the crop being added will produce at least 90% of the yield used to determine its guarantee or the amount of insurance based on appraisal of only the added acreage. At the AIP's discretion, modifications for acreage within a field that is lesser than 10 acres or 10% of the total acreage in the field does not require an appraisal. To learn more, contact your crop insurance advisor. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Once again today, questions and answers for our yard and garden expert, Jim Fazell, after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Today's question for Jim Fazell, our gardening guru, is from a woman named Carol who is having problems with keeping her hedge alive.
Well, yes. She sent me a message that indicated she had two kinds of vines taking over a new Hicks hedge. Hicks yews are very expensive. You don't want to lose them. And sometimes when you get these vines too vigorous and too much, it's impossible to get rid of them. So the thing to do is get rid of your hedge. You don't want to do that. The one that has heart-shaped leaves and white flowers on it, this is the first one she mentioned, is bindweed. Now, bindweed is a tenacious perennial weed that will grow on practically anything vertical. It's very difficult to kill. It makes tremendous root systems under the ground. Some people say the roots will get down 10 feet. I wouldn't be surprised about that. The other one has purple flowers with red centers in them, and has yellow centers in them and red berries. Now, you can get rid of both of these by using our good old friend glyphosate, Roundup, not the new one that's used for lawns, but glyphosate. Now, you don't want to put glyphosate on these plants themselves, but the process is this. You pull the vine out and get as much of it out of the hedge as you can. Lay it down on some place. It could even be out on the lawn because these materials won't hurt grass. And you use the herbicide on a cotton glove over a rubber glove on your hand. So you soak the glove, and you just wipe this vine so that you get plenty of this material on it. Whether you're using Roundup, you can also use Triclopyr, Turflon, Quinclorac. There are a whole bunch of them. These are herbicides that are normally used to kill pretty tough perennial weeds and trees. You can get them at the garden center. But the important thing to do is to get the vine out away from the shrub that you have it on so you can apply these materials without damaging your shrubs and still kill the vines. It may take more than one treatment because many of these things, the bindweed in particular, will try to grow again. And if it does that, treat it again. Two or three treatments and you should pretty well be done with it. Unfortunately, these things make seeds. If you see seedlings coming up underneath your shrubs, pull them out immediately before they begin to get a big root system and get more and more difficult to kill.
If you've got a question for Jim Fazell about your yard or garden, you can send it to me, Steve Alexander at WGNradio.com. Back after this.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, A hailstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and the thunder rumbling by, adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. Check out our great rates on wheat and spring crops and get a discount by binding early. Call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
There are grain storage options beyond the bin. The key is to keep the grain dry and provide enough aeration to control the grain temperature on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
If you're out of room in the grain bins, there are other options for storing the crop. Poly bags, farmstead buildings, or even on the ground might work as long as the grain is kept dry and there's enough aeration. Ken Hellevang is an extension agricultural engineer at North Dakota State University. He says poly bags can handle higher moisture grain for a short period of time.
If we're thinking of it as a short-term cold winter storage environment, then we probably can get by with a higher moisture content. But then if we go in with wet grain, we know that it has to come out before the end of winter. So we might be storing from sometime in November to sometime in February.
Grain is often stored short-term in outdoor piles. Hellevang doesn't recommend this without being covered because just 1 inch of rainfall evenly distributed across a pile could potentially re-wet the top 12 inches of grain to near 9% moisture. If you're looking for something with a roof, there might be space in other buildings on the farm. Just make sure the walls can handle the force.
If we do some type of grain wall that's been designed for holding grain, put aeration ducts on the floor so we can move air through the pile, then the building will work very well. But the number one thing is to make sure that we look at what the stresses are that that building can hold.
I'm Jody Hinke. Read more about alternative grain storage methods at agriculture.com.
Does it seem like your money is just flying right out your old leaky windows and doors? Isn't it time to stop wasting money? Head to Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville, and they'll show you their selection of energy-efficient windows and doors. The investment of upgrading your windows and doors will pay double dividends in energy savings and improvement in your home's beauty and value. Take a look also at their attractive garage doors, too, at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
$72 months on new 2020 Kias. Get $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. And Midwest Kia is offering you up to
Kias summer sales event going on now with up to $8,000 off new Kias. Your summer just got better at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you.
Get ready for showtime with Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Pick up turbo fans to keep them cool, daily hair and skincare products, clippers, combs, brushes, blowers, and all the show day supplies to fit and groom like a champion. They also have show apparel, children's white shirts, jeans, boots, and belts. For the most complete line of horse and livestock show supplies and apparel, go to Valley Vet in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. There were really no big surprises in Friday's round of the latest USDA crop forecast. Gary Crawford reports.
Back on June 30th, when USDA released its acreage report, USDA's chief economist, Rob Johansson, said at that time,
this is going to be a big surprise to the market.
Plantings for corn and beans both less than anybody expected, but the markets made their adjustments, and in Friday's new USDA round of forecasts, no real surprises for those crops. USDA did lower its winter wheat production forecast by 4% from last month. Total wheat output adjusted down by 53 million bushels to 1.8 billion. However, higher than expected beginning stocks more than make up for the lower production, keeping average prices in the 460 range. For corn, USDA put the production 15 billion bushels, down about a billion from a month ago, so add 15 cents to USDA's previous average price forecast.
Now, we've been your hometown country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.